Hello, and welcome. I'm Mistress Candace, and you're listening to Dance of the Succubus. Yes, it's time for the Queen of Lust to make yet another appearance. But you know, she only comes for you when you're in that twilight state. She wants your body, and you want to give it to her. So let's get you down. Let's get you ready. It's time to sit or lie back. Relax. Breathe in deeply. I want you to send a warm, wonderful feeling into your toes, into your feet. This warm, wonderful feeling is dissolving any strain or tensions. As you exhale, you let the tension drain away. Breathe in the warm, wonderful, relaxing feeling and send it to your ankles. Let it dissolve all tensions. And as you exhale, let the tension just drain away. Breathe deeply. Send this warm, wonderful feeling to your knees. Let it dissolve any strain or tension there. And as you exhale, let all the tension and stress just drain away. That wonderful warm sensation is moving into your thighs, dissolving all strain and tension, and draining away with each and every exhale. Breathe deeply in and send this warm feeling to your genitals. The warmth dissolves all strain. Feel the warmth moving to your abdomen, your internal organs, your muscles, the warmth dissolving, freeing you, draining as you exhale. Send this energy into your back now. The feeling is breaking up. Oh yes, breaking up all blockage. It's dissolving. Dissolving all tension. And as you exhale, it drains away. The deep, relaxing energy is flowing through your back into each and every vertebrae. And as each and every vertebrae assumes its proper alignment, the energy flows through you, through all your muscles and tendons. So wonderfully relaxed.
This wonderfully relaxing energy is flowing through your shoulders, your neck, dissolving
the tension. As you exhale it all away, so fully relaxed, the deep, relaxing energy is flowing into your arms, through your
through your wrists.
Feel it flowing into the palms of your hands, into your fingers, knuckle by knuckle, all the way to the tips of your fingers. So fully and thoroughly at peace.
The relaxing energy is washing up over your throat. Washing across your lips,
your cheeks, even the bridge of your nose, all the tensions dissolving away.
The energy flowing through your face, the muscles around your eyes,
your forehead, your scalp, from head to toe, the energy of relaxation flows. The warmth has cleansed you. Your flow is in harmony with the flow of your desires.
Here you are, pure and free.
You are in that perfect state, the state between sleep and wake, where your body has let go, your mind has let go, but you're open and vulnerable, yet safe and sound. The more relaxed you are, the more the succubus will be attracted to you. So drift, my pet. You are safe and sound, and drift even deeper down and deeper down. You are in the perfect twilight state. So perfect, you can rise above your body and see your body lying comfortably across the surface you lie upon now, the color of the carpet, the walls of your room, the window, The window is open and blowing an ever so gentle, soft summer breeze. The moon is big and full, and in the distance, you can hear the faint sound of music. Soft and rhythmic, you hear it slowly growing a little louder, as though it were getting closer. You can smell the faint scent of a woman's perfume carried in on that gentle breeze. And the music gets closer, closer. You hear the wings of a bird, but it's bigger than a bird. And as you look, you see a shadow at the window. The beautiful outline of a feminine form with wings. A woman so beautiful materializing before your very eyes. Her hair, long and lustrous. Her piercing blue eyes. Her eyes, so mesmerizing. Her beautiful form is perfection. Her skin smooth and creamy. Surely she must be an angel. But her wings are not made of white feathers, but of a darker, thinner substance. The skin that covers each wing, thin and soft, with black feathers protecting the outside of both wings. She slowly begins to walk forward, a step at a time, nearer and nearer. And her body, although sheer perfection, is dressed not in white robes like an angel, but that of an Amazon. She is the daughter of sin in human form, the queen of lust. Her clothes tight, almost shredded. Bands of gold wrap around her tall, tan bicep. And as your gaze focuses upon her, she too focuses her gaze upon you. And slowly, her wings fold in as she begins to slowly dance. The seduction has begun. The fluid-like motion of her body as she moves and sways is mesmerizing. Her eyes never looking away from yours as her slim frame curves flow in a graceful dance. You are riveted by her grace and the curves of her body. The smooth curves of her leg You can't help but wonder how it would feel if she wrapped those beautiful long legs around you, as though she could read your mind. She begins to move closer, slowly and deliberately. Is this a dream? She is trying to seduce you, and it's working. You feel your body responding, reacting, and she knows it. You know she knows it. You can feel her pleasure. You lay there afraid to move, afraid you'll scare her away, afraid you will wake up from this dream. Her smooth, soft curves are begging for your touch. You want her. You want to see her lose herself under your fingertips. Her presence is becoming all-consuming. The closer she gets, the more power her divine curves have. Your longing growing, your desire for her getting so strong. She feels you, and you feel her. Her desire, her hunger, you can feel her thoughts. She has been watching you, waiting for you, wanting you. Your body, you feel it. You can feel the warmth of her body as she places her hand on the inside of your thigh, as she urges your legs open. Then she crawls between them. Is this a dream? Is this the seductress, the vixen, or the succubus? Does it matter? You don't care. You just feel. You feel her soft touch as she slides her hand between your legs, gently running her finger along the seam of your balls. You whimper softly and arch your back, pressing your balls into her hand. And her wonderful, soft hand begins to make its way up as she grabs your shaft. You can feel your cock throbbing in between her fingers, already slick with pre-cum. Your body begins to tremble as she reaches for your hands. She's guiding them to her curves of her hips. Her interest in you is limited. She seems intent upon the meat that grows between your legs. You can see she has a purpose. She wants your seed. She wants to feed on your seed. She wraps her wet lips around your shaft. You softly moan as she swallows you. Her skillful mouth consumes you. The world around you disappears.
as you feel her tongue running up and down. The skillful milking has begun. You are but hers to use as she sees fit. Whatever she wants from you, you will give it to her. Sliding her lips slowly up and down, up to the tip before quickly lowering back down. Her fingers wrapped around the base, rubbing and massaging, lips sliding, pressure building. Yes, the eruption is coming. She wants it. You know she wants it. Milking, squeezing your body, giving her what she wants. You feel your trembling body spasm and coming in waves, wave after wave, stream after stream. Orgasmic bliss rushes across your body, wave after wave, spasm after spasm. The orgasm just keeps coming. As the succubus keeps swallowing, keeps feeding and feeding, until the spasm slows and your body releases. And then the succubus releases. For she has gotten from you what she needed. She needed to feed. And now, between your legs, she lifts her head. Your eyes meet. And for a moment, time stops. You see your reflection in her eyes. And as though you get a brief glimpse into her thoughts, you hear her speak without saying a word. I'll be back for you. Moving toward the open window, she looks back at you with her wicked grin. Then suddenly, she crouches and leaps into the air, and you see her beautiful wings expand and carry her into the darkness. You can still feel her presence. You can still feel her power. And you know that deep down, what she had not taken, you would have given her. More than in anything, you want to feel her lips pressed to yours. You want to breathe her air. You want to fill her space. And you know she can have you as often as she will take you. And her memory will linger within you. A secret passion, a secret love. And you breathe in a deep sigh as your drained body closes its eyes and lets go, falling deep into a relaxing peace, going deeper than twilight. Drifting off to a domnetized state of being. from head to toe, you've let go. And in a moment, when I bring you up, you're going to feel so very relaxed, so very much at peace. For those of you who want to drift to sleep, now is the perfect time. Drained and happy. For you, when I count from 1 to 5, instead of you coming up, you're going to drift down into the deepening darkness of sleep. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Either drift off. Give yourself a minute or two to adjust. You may feel a little groggy or a little disoriented. That's okay. That will pass. You've done well today. You've done well, and I've enjoyed our journey. And look forward to the next. Have a wickedly domnotic day.